It's the Plan B After Show podcast with Brock and Hunter. It's not better, just more.
All right, here we go, podcast time. I have a special guest on the podcast. Have you ever done the podcast with me, Kiki?
I have sat in one time.
Yeah?
With both of you, I think.
Must have been real memorable. You must have been great on it.
I don't remember it.
Nothing.
It wasn't good for me.
it wasn't good for me. Damn it. On Fridays, we like to do a thing called Five Facts, Five Opinions, and we did this because we were tired of thinking of topics, so this is pretty easy to do.
Oh, my gosh.
It's a lot to think of topics 5 days a week.
Its finest.
It is. This is great, but it turned into a great thing. We've had some amazing conversations.
Oh, okay.
So here you go. I'm going to read a fact, and we're going to talk about it.
Okay.
It's great. Fact number one, opinion number one. The term midlife crisis was coined by a Canadian psychoanalyst in 1965, which means the term is 54 years old and probably having its own midlife crisis.
Oh my gosh, that's funny.
Are you worried about me having a midlife crisis?
I think that we're actually already there.
That means we're only going to live to 60, Kiki.
Well, I think we have many crises.
Crises.
Yeah. I don't think that there's just one midlife one. Not everyone isn't just hitting that at the 50 or 60.
That's the big one, though. The big one is right. No. Midlife crisis is usually like around 45.
45. I'm giving us a life expectancy higher than we probably get.
We're going to be dead long before then. Don't worry about that. Yeah, 45, I may, dye my goatee jet black, buy a Corvette, divorce you, and start dating younger broads.
I'm going to ignore that. I guess to me, sometimes I mix up what a crisis is and what it's you being weird and just doing random things.
Yeah. I haven't had any crises yet.
I mean, you were dyeing your hair blonde again there for a while.
Yeah, but I've always done that.
See, that's why I don't know.
Yeah. No, I haven't had any crises. You had one when we first moved to Michigan.
Yeah, I did.
You did. You did. You're still kind of in the midst of it.
And also
the fact that you're over 30 now. I think 30 really affected you.
Yeah, I think so. I think I had a warm-up to the crisis.
You had a third-life crisis. You didn't have a midlife. It was a third of you. Because if you lived to 90.
But I think a lot of people have those.
Yeah.
Like you get quarter out of the way into their life.
I think men just have one. I really do. I don't think men really, because we don't really, it doesn't catch up with us until we're about 45.
Yeah.
You women.
I can see that.
You hit 25, and then you do 30. 30, you lose your shit.
We're affected a little bit more we age.
The middle of the 30s, you kind of adjust. You're like, okay, this is great. Right. I love me.
Yeah.
And then you hit 40 and it's just.
Agree.
Downhill.
Agree.
Fact number two, opinion number two.
Okay.
The trench coat got its name because British and French soldiers wore long coats in the trenches of World War I.
Oh, yeah. I think I've heard that one before.
I didn't know that. That's pretty cool. I think I would look good in a trench coat. I actually think I had a duster.
You're not tall enough for a trench coat.
You bitch. Just dragging on the ground.
Yeah, it just looks like a cape.
Where'd you get that trench coat? I got it at Baby Gap because it's the only one there. Toddler Gap. First of all, screw you. Second of all, I had a duster, I think, at one point, because it was growing up.
Dust in the pavement with it.
Oh, good for you. Good for you. You know what? I'm going to buy a duster for my midlife crisis, and all the chicks are going to be all over me. Look at that stud in his duster.
You honestly, guy, unless you are
a cowboy
rounding up cattle on the ranch, do not wear a trench coat. It makes you look creepy.
Yeah. Unfortunately, the trench coat lost the ways of cowboys out on the range in their big jackets to cover everything into just weirdos.
Yeah.
Just straight up weirdos.
Even like businessmen who wear like the khaki ones still.
The long jet.
Older guys do that, you know, businessmen wearing business things.
Businessman doing businessman. I know exactly what you're talking about. And I think that's kind of gone out, but that wool coat, that wool pea coat that's really long.
Yeah.
And then the black gloves.
Yeah.
It's like, all right, what are you doing?
Yeah.
Talking on your flip cellular phone. Was it 1994?
So I'm going to say no on trench coats.
No on the trench coats. All right.
Girls can pull it off.
Sure. Yeah, but yours are so light, they don't do anything. They're just strictly a fashion piece. They're worthless.
True.
Like most of your clothes.
Because I can't afford to buy the really nice big ones.
Yeah?
They're expensive.
Are they?
Yeah. So I have to buy the thin ones just for fashion, but I have to also wear another coat on top of it.
You got your winter coat over top of your trench coat.
Yeah.
Fact number three, opinion number three. When he was on Miami Vice, Philip Michael Thomas came up with the idea of the EGOT. Do you know what the EGOT is? I actually know this one. What is the EGOT?
I've heard of it, is all.
EGOT. Don't look it up. You can't look it up. It's when you win an Emmy, a Grammy, an Oscar, and a Tony.
That's right. I knew I'd heard it, but I couldn't explain it.
So
what's the statement?
Did Philip Michael Thomas win the EGOT?
What? Read it again, though.
So when he was on Miami Vice, when he was on Miami Vice, Philip Michael Thomas came up with the idea of the EGOT.
Oh, he came up with it. Gotcha.
So I maybe he just came up with the the acronym for it. That's probably what it is. Mm-hmm. So I don't know. Did he win one?
Probably.
I don't know.
Not.
He was the sidekick. He was the sidekick. Anyway, that one was kind of stupid. Oh,
great job.
Oh, there was more to it. He even wore a gold medallion that said EGOT because he wanted to win them all. So he didn't even win them all.
Oh, my
gosh. But he wanted to win them all.
Wishful thinking.
But as of today, he's never been nominated for any of them.
Oh, my gosh. So he's just inventing things to be involved?
Yeah. He's like, I'm going to win all these, and then never nominated. He wasn't even nominated for any of them.
I know, even when you showed me the picture of him, I don't know who that is.
So in Miami Vice, he's the sidekick.
But I still don't.
I think it was Chubbs was his name.
He still doesn't look familiar to me.
Fact number four, opinion number four.
Okay.
Lil Wayne's original rap name was Shrimp Daddy.
What?
Lil Wayne's original rap name was Shrimp Daddy.
Is that like Pimp Daddy? He was Shrimp Daddy because he was short?
Here's what kills me is that I actually do like some songs that Lil Wayne has done.
Uh-huh.
But I hate the fact that he went to jail, got arrested, you know, served time. Okay, he served the time. So maybe I shouldn't even buy. But he got brand new teeth while he was in jail. Like, his teeth were all messed up. Like, so on the taxpayer's dime, fresh teeth, you know, housing board, all because he was just being a thug. And now he's out. He's still making millions of dollars. Mm-hmm. Like, he's the kind of person that doesn't need free teeth. Does that make sense? I guess that's what I'm mad about. You just had a dentist appointment.
Mm-hmm.
It costs us money. I pay dental and he got arrested and got fresh new teeth on the taxpayer's dime. But he has millions of dollars.
We paid for those teeth.
Yeah, we did. And he doesn't need it. And then people go buy his records. He's got millions of dollars in a mansion. I'm like, what the fuck is that all about? Doesn't make sense.
It doesn't make sense.
I should get free teeth.
That's the one thing that I think is very comical about celebrities is they get handouts constantly, and they are wealthy.
Come in here, Jacob. Instead of just sitting there creepily in the window.
Can I get my stuff now?
Yeah. Guys, let me in.
Isn't that crazy, though, how that works out is that celebrities get free stuff constantly. They get the hookup all the time, and they're the ones that can actually afford it.
Yeah. It's
maybe that's how they're rich, because they don't ever have to pay for anything.
They're actually not that rich, but because
saving a lot of money.
Because they all have regular 9-to-5s, but it just works out because they get all that free stuff. Well, that's actually the movie Funny People with Adam Sandler and Seth Rogen. Sandler makes a comment about that when they're in, you know, in his character. He's in this room just full of stuff, TVs and things he's been given. He's like, that's funny. It's like the richer you get, the more free stuff they give you.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like the gift bags they do at, like, the Oscars.
Yeah.
Like $40,000 worth of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone gets one. It's like, come on, man. And we get nothing. I'm happy if I get a free car wash.
You get an iPad. You get an iPad.
I got to buy 10 coffees just to get that 11th one free.
I'm excited about this. I'm excited. When I go to the dentist, I get that really cool dental gift bag.
Yeah. It's like, awesome. I got toothpaste for a week.
Yeah. We've been saving. We haven't had to buy a toothbrush in years.
Years. It's fantastic. Oh, God. We have a sad life. All right. Last fact and opinion. Asperger syndrome is named after a doctor named Hans Asperger from Austria. He worked with the Nazis during World War II.
Oh.
I really don't have anything for that.
Why would you want to be named after that?
He wasn't named after Asperger's. Asperger's was named after him.
That's what I meant. I promise.
What a horrible name. What should we name our child?
That's what I meant. Hans, like, why would you want to be linked to that?
I think he discovered it. That's what I'm guessing.
I know, but why would you want to use your own name for something like that.
I don't know. I mean, you're
I
known,
get that.
Known
I get a
something.
Lot of doctors and scientists yeah. will use their own names for that, but I would come up with a new one.
He's been diagnosed with douchebag syndrome, named after Dr. Douchebag.
Yeah.
Ah, what a horrible name. This is awful. Like that Family Guy episode. President Douchebag.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, sorry, that name kind of lost. It's with after President Douchebag had won his second term. I want 4 more years of Douchebag. Yeah, there are some names out there I guess wouldn't be. Like an infectious disease, like you don't want to be named.
Right.
You don't want your name attached to
That's
that.
That's what I'm thinking. Yeah. It's like people aren't saying, oh, he's the one that discovered it. It's like, oh, gosh.
Yeah, yeah doctor, like sucks. Like Dr. Syphilis, like, oh, God.
Yeah.
And then the syphilis family.
Exactly.
Is that so? I guess the doctor's got it pretty good, but it's the family afterwards
that has
to live with it.
The legacy that is a terrible disease.
Yeah, yeah. I don't know. So there you go. Asperger's and Hans Asperger.
And he worked with the Nazis?
Yeah, he was. He worked with the Nazis.
He was a doctor with the Nazis.
And I don't
know,
like maybe he wasn't. Well, Austria. Was Austria with the, were they part of the Axis, the bad guys? I don't know. I should know that. I've watched enough World War II documentaries. There you go. There you go. 5 facts, 5 opinions for a Friday.
That was fun.
Isn't it fun?
Yeah.
It's easy. You just get to riff a little, have some fun.
Oh, let's riff.
Let's riff. And you learn things.
And you get to say, fuck.
Yeah. You... Oh, wait, we're in program.
I know better.
There's so many times. But yes, you get to, that's right, Kiki. You get to say fuck on the podcast.
Let's just end with that.
Man, perfect. All right, thank you so much for listening. Don't forget to check out more on the website where you found this fucking podcast at.
Yeah.
WIRX.com.
Check out this fucking podcast and play some fucking more podcasts while you're there.
And as always, listen to the Plan B Morning Show Monday through Friday, 6 to 10, 107.1 on your FM dial, where we don't get to say fuck.
No, we never get to say fuck.
Fuck. We just ruined this. This was a very nice podcast, and then we just ruined it.
Your mom's going to be so upset. Yeah.
Ma, just, I'm sorry. It's Kiki's fault. She's a bad influence. All right, guys. We'll see you next time.